This is Cartel. You're check listening to LFM, the Merrill Election Special.
Election Special.
Check, check.
Hello. Alright, we're Cartel from London, and we didn't vote. Not one of us. Wait.
But we're going to play you some heavy metal.
This first one's about the police.
Surprisingly, it's called Filth. Power tripping cunts who abuse their authority. Bullies who push around the rest of society. Breaking all the laws they are paid to uphold. When you are the ones who should be doing as you're told.
You're so famous for your deeds to forget. Your job is to serve us as a triage with respect. But are you by your side, everyone's against the law. Carry out the petitions, I know what you're looking for. I know it's all over the need and I lay low. There is nothing that you don't love for enough. Not over anyone, just damaging ourselves. And to us, it doesn't justify a die in a cell. Possession is not crime. You're wasting everybody's time. Why does it have to be this way?
I'm sure it's the law, or just a fucking beast. For the good of society, or for your own needs.
Designed for your hunger, cause unnecessary stress. Makes you feel superior and better than the rest.
Power-dripping cunts who abuse their authority. Oppressing the minority for the elite majority.
Patronizing questions at the inside rage. And producing excuses for a man in a cage.
There'll come a time when violence erupts on the streets.
Roll reverse, so I just won't get beat. God help me break your laws. So I to live in this world. But there will always be this way.
This way.
Crews roll through on the poison blue. Search the system, reveal the truth. The blood for the real victims is minimal. So you don't fabulous the true criminal. Why not?
Fuck the police and all that bloody fucking rubbish.
Alright, we just had an album come out on Ruxton Records. Check it out, www.ruxton.com. This is the title track of the album, it's called Rise of the Gutter Snipe.
It's about being a scumbag like us.
Put in the gutter,
live in the suffer. Put up a
shut up, but silent
a pin.
Live in the sewer,
run
and be
scared. To bury your soul if we refuse to dig.
Put in the wreckage, you have the suspicion. What for nothing, you live in filth.
Bleeding in stitches when everything switches. We take command of your homes and your wealth.
They'll come and die. We'll take control. Rise up the gun side.
Put up new AIs before you can take us.
But now we're a threat that can't be endured.
If you're a mob lord, we are what you made us.
And our only hope is to put you in work.
We'll bring the shackles and storm into battle. Your reign is ended, prepare for your death.
We'll go down, we'll strangle out all your world and metal. I'll tell your kind of you're the one who left. They'll come a day when our sun will rise. We'll take control. Rise on the gutter's day.
Now comes the hour, we rise into power.
Now comes the hour we rise into power. Free from our pages and tell you a friend. Now comes the hour we rise into power. Glory in your death and blood on the new life.
Chairs are loving it, man. They're going off to us.
The armchairs
are spinning windmills out there, boy. Check it out. This is an old song. This is one of the first songs we ever wrote as a band back in 1973. Before we were all born, we wrote it when we were sperm. It's about tooting.
Open up now! All that time that I've wasted. All of my dreams have been stolen at my heart. Living now, what a syndrome has done in this life. Let me down, it's not the place that's worth what I've led to. I can't somehow walk into life, the way of my life. Never gonna be mine. Never stand in my ground. Never gonna wear a
gun. Pack a mental gun. Lock, ready,
so bring it on. Nothing can stand in my way. Rising up in the dawn of
we'll be right back.
to try and dedicate songs to people, but they've all got such negative titles. We can't really say, yeah, this one goes out to everybody. It's called Dead to Us.
Yeah. Oh. We just feel like our parents, we can't help it.
What goes out to our friends, it's called Dead to Us.
Sympathy grave out.
Carry the weight of the world on your shoulders.
Living a lie, now the truth will end.
Your truth will end.
Now we say a yes.
So, Cartel, going to take a little break now, and we're going to go over to the Katie Report, live from Faux Restaurant in Clerkenwell, purveyor of fine Vietnamese food stuff. I'll just put her on speakerphone and let Katie introduce you to her first interviewee.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on air,
Kate. One cab driver who had a lot to say. He didn't actually vote tonight because he's sure that Boris would win, and he said the cab driver votes he's with Boris, definitely, because, yeah, congestion and varying things like that. But anyway, I have someone here, a restaurant goer, who also, yeah, and anyway, so, what's your name?
Harry. Hello? My name's Harry, hello.
Alright, Harry, so how long have you lived in London for?
I lived in London for about 7 years. I was from Swindon originally.
So, yeah, you're working in London, or what kind of business are you in at the moment?
Yeah, I worked working for a graphic designer, so I work in like Farringdon area.
So, really, the question we wanted to get to today is, did you actually vote today? And who did you vote for, particularly? And who was actually your second vote? Because it's very interesting to our audience today.
Yeah, of course I voted. It's a bit stupid not to. I voted for Ken first, and then I voted for Green Party second. Yeah.
So what was it that made you vote for Ken above everyone else, particularly? What kind of policies did grab your attention?
Well, the main reason was because I didn't want Boris to get in, because I think he's an idiot. I don't know, I haven't lived in London for a while. I think Kenneth does an alright job, he's not too bad. He's done a lot of stuff, like, he does a lot of free music festivals, which are really good. I think he sorted out a lot of the transport problems, especially with buses. and I think generally he does care about the city because he is actually from London as well, and he is pretty working class, which is good. Yeah, from Tory toff like Boris.
So one last question before I hand you back to Adam for another one last question or two is that what is it exactly that you hate about Boris so much other than the toff business?
Well, I don't think I could ever vote Tory for Scott, but I think, I don't know, I just think somebody who I'm against somebody who is against a congestion charge. I think it's actually done quite a lot of good, so I think that's the wrong point. I think generally Tories have got a lot of bad policies. I don't think they will invest as much in public services and social programmes as Labour would. So that's why I voted Labour, I think.
Alright, so that's it. Hey, is Adam there? Did you
want to
ask any more questions?
I don't think I've got a question at the moment.
Well, maybe you should just thank him.
Yeah.
I'll hand you over a thank you.
such a concise interview.
Hello.
Thank you very much. And I've got a question for you, Kate. How's your sort of straw poll going over there? How's it looking at the moment?
What's that,
sorry?
Your phone's cutting out loads,
man. Oh, sorry. Go on then, a question. So I'm stuck for a question.
Fuck the question. What? I've got a question back.
Oh, Rick.
All right, over and out from
Kate's
phone.
A lying cunt.
Katie.
Yes?
What's the straw poll looking like over there?
What's what?
Your straw poll. How have you been tallying any votes?
Well, basically, I was expecting to be a female 10, but I was surprised by this taxi vote, actually. Because Vic, he said he's very apolitical, this taxi driver. And he was just saying the word on the street, on the taxi street, was Boris. And in the restaurant tonight, I think it's mainly Ken, I have to say.
So mainly Ken so far?
In the restaurant, but around the taxis, Boris.
Well, worrying news, depending on who you are.
It is worrying.
Excellent. Well, I think, how are the band looking? They're ready to rock. We'll return to...
I will announce to you later on.
We'll return to the Kate report later on. Thank you very much, Kate.
Bye, thank you.
So, Cartel just getting themselves back onto the stage.
Waiting for the bloody drummer, as always.
We'll have more later on from Adam and Paul, more from Foe, more from Ed, but right now, we're going to get back to some hardcore.
In fact, this is a song about our drummer. It's called Dumb.
Oh, that's out of order. This okay, Tom, take your pen and mic. Defend yourself on the podcast.
He's just got a slipper chin.
We're just going to be 5 minutes because Peter's going to have to go and wash his mouth out with soap and water.
I'm a potty mouth, I can't help it.
You're a bloody bully.
Anyway,
that's
this
what
one's
you are.
Called Dumb. It's about people who vote.
Looking up from the bottom of my foot of hope, I will end this up for a pop. We climb halfway and sever the rope. When people have power, they have no heart.
Really alive in pain now.
Raise your gaze.
You're born to lose and
fight to win.
You're fighting for an harmonious prophecy. You'll be scared of a small for narrow fate.
Never put your trust in the Babylon system.
We drown in the soil while as women in a sister. You need a point of them by now.
Don't be so.
No.
Don't live so.
No.
Don't touch so.
No.
Never give your life to the Babylon system. We'll stab you in the back. Stand up for your faces. You need a point of them by now. Don't be so.
No.
Don't live so.
No.
Don't touch so.
You.
This next one goes out to our friends in Nine Bar. We usually have guest vocals on this, so we're gonna have to fill in for our boys in Nine Bar. This one's called Stamp Proof Vest.
It's about getting knifed in London, which I've been knifed twice. It's not a nice experience.
I knifed in one of those times. It was fucking brilliant to me.
Someone stabbed him in a bomb. A kitchen knife.
Someone with a pistol in the back.
Blade in a hand, don't make a boy a man. It's not about what you carry, it's about where you stand. Now everybody wants to stab through. That's what happened to repping your head by beating up your chest.
You would have it up each other like you're something. Drink in the club and pick up damage on the street. Then find something, you're good fun. A boy stands up and it goes to death.
They blame it on the guns and they blame it on the drugs. It's the media who seeks to keep the idolize the bugs.
Supposed to be on the first thing we ever recorded, but we were cursed and our car broke down and Julio kicked the door off. We were in the middle of the motorway with no hot shoulder, pouring rain. Fucking horrible. But those days are past us now, aren't they, boys? We're over it.
Now we get trust and crustables to drive us around.
One goes out to my girlfriend George, who's listening.
You lost the words on the map. Who the fuck are you trying to impress?
You started with nothing, you left that was less than it. It's all down to you.
You got stand on your own.
Every time you make a die.
Don't get up being alone.
No one to fuck and die.
And then you stand
for what you believe.
Where'd you get in with the crowd?
You have to say.
Fucking you in, cause this is the gun voice dead.
Looking for an end that's got to begin. If you don't start, then how can you win?
You can stand on your own. Don't get up being alone.
No one's a fucking boy.
And stay stand
for what you believe.
When you get in with the crowd,
you have to say.
You are destined.
you crying to me?
You live your life for me.
Good crying to me.
Who
are you crying to me?
You live your life for me.
Good crying to me.
One, but before we play it, you can find us on MySpace, www.myspace.com/cartel with a K, LBU.
Dan's going to help us sing along for this. He knows the points of the
Dan contest. Loves this one. This one goes out to Dan from the Dissociates. Yes! Go stand up, London!
London! London!
Stand up! In the day that we live, in the day that we die,
I'm going to pay with the tears on the line.
Then God is full of strength, but even the dead,
all of us are dead and living on a lonely day.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
On the concrete blocks where they beat us down and rocks, and the pops and the common where they use from their box.
On the great grave where we built our names,
to the walls that we spread and still love to see.
This is where we all grew, so we don't see now.
Oh, who we are and why we do what we do.
For life, London born, London pride. This is our city, this is our home. I will never forget where we're from the north to the south, from the east to the west.
Stand up, London, represent.
From the north to the south, from the east to the west.
LBU family, represent.
Stand
up.
Down. What?
Thank you. Can I just
big up Dan and his associates and LFM. Respect.
Thank you very much, everybody. Can I just say, this Saturday there's a gig at a 12 bar in London. My other band, Injury Time, are playing. And then on Monday, Bank Holiday Monday, Jam Bar in Brixton, we're playing. About 10 other bands, £5 entry. Come down if you're not doing nothing. For details, check www.ruxin.com. Thank you very much, everybody. Back to the politics.
Thank you very much, Cartel. Heavyweight stuff, and from heavyweight music on to heavyweight politics, it's time to look at some more of the issues and find out why some of you didn't vote. So we're going to go over to Ellen and Paul. I'm going to go and rustle up Mr. Crichton, because he's not getting out of it that easily, while they run down. What's your topic
transport.
This time?
Transport.
Thanks, Ellen.
Certainly an issue all Londoners will have something to say about. Generally, car drivers and public transport users will probably disagree on lots of these policies, but it's certainly something that's going to have the greatest effect on our daily routine and that of another few million people. The mayor's responsible for appointments to the board of TfL, so he does have quite a lot of control over this.
Okay, so this time we're starting off with Matt O'Connor of the English Democrats. He hasn't mentioned transport much in his publicity, other than he thinks the congestion charge has failed and there should be a debate on what to do next.
Richard Barnbrook from the BNP, his policies include giving pensioners the 24-hour freedom passes and scrapping the congestion charge. Stop persecuting the motorist, he says, and he'd improve traffic flow by removing the bus lanes.
Okay, controversial. Brian Paddock from the Liberal Democrats. His priority is to improve bus services, especially outside the extent of the tube network. He'd also like better information to passengers about services and claims we should be looking at around-the-clock £10 charge for all vehicles instead of the current congestion charging.
And Lindsay German from the Left List would cut fares and increase the provision of services with new tube and rail lines. And she also believes that the current congestion charge has not done enough and that charging based on emissions would benefit London.
OK, Sean Berry from the Greens would cut all bus and off-peak tube fares by 20 pence. She opposes all airport expansion in London and the South East, would cancel the Thames Gateway road building plan to put the money into transport, public transport, that would be in the region of £500 million, and has been responsible persuading the GLA to change the pricing structure of the congestion charge, so she says.
The UK Independence Party's candidate, Gerard Batten, would scrap the congestion charge and low emission zone and keep the parking restrictions to a minimum, so certainly giving the motorists greater freedom there.
OK, Boris Johnson of the Conservatives opposes the proposed congestion charge increases, wants to make London a genuinely cycle-friendly city with up to 13,000 new cycle stands, a crackdown on cycle theft and a free bike hire scheme for central London. He'd also like to scrap the bendy bus and replace it with the 21st century Routemaster, accessible and with conductors.
Winston McKenzie, the independent candidate, another one in favour of banning the bendy bus there, and he would also scrap the Western extension to the congestion charge and oppose the increased charge for the most polluting vehicles.
Ken Livingston, the incumbent mayor, is set claims to be a regular traveller on public transport. He's fought to set up and then extend the congestion charge and now plans to charge drivers £25 if they emit the highest amount of CO2. He also introduced a controversial bendy bus. He plans to extend the Freedom Pass to allow 24-hour travel and would like to see tube maintenance contracts taken over from Metronet.
Alan Craig from the Christian Choice also says that the congestion charge has not worked as intended and believes a peak time pricing structure based on the engine size of the cars would be a solution. So that's possibly in support of changing the pricing structure there. Back to...
We've got a transport opinion here.
Oh, yeah.
We've got an opinion from a guest in the studio. We've got Dan from the Disassociates. And we're going to hear his views on transport. Here we go, Dan.
Yeah, Disassociates. It's the same thing. It seems like people are dissociating themselves from what it's about to live in London, which is getting it from your mates in one side to your work, to your granny who's dying in a hospital bed, to your other mates again, to the police, whatever. You've got to get around and see your dealer. And last 5 years, it's got easier and easier and easier for me to do that. by not using a car. And if we're going to be serious about cutting emissions and cutting retarded Tories, then we just have to stick with this. So anyway, we've got to keep the good work that Ken's been doing onwards and upwards. We should take it. So you've got half an hour left to work this out, so go and do it. Yeah, I don't drive a car in town, but when I do, it's really nice and clear because the suckers are getting charged bare money. It's nice.
So... Definitely more of a user of the public transport network than a motorist.
That's right, yeah. How do you carry your gear around when you've got a gig? You know, we started off 10 years ago in Lugabruga, and we used to take stuff to gigs on skateboards and shopping trolleys. I know Gabe did and Ned did in Mutley's as well. There's nothing wrong with, you know, skateboards to tighten the trucks up. Marshall amp goes on really nice on a normal twin tip, so, you know, we don't need cars.
Yeah, that's excellent. Very sustainable transport policy your bands have had, it seems.
Just don't nick my skateboard, just all I ask you, because I will cut your balls off.
Don't nick my beer.
Shit. I'll probably fall off the skateboard anyway. But
okay.
Thank you very much, Paul, Alan and Dan. So now we're going to go to our roving reporter in the studio. Ed's going to find out...
Is this on?
...why you haven't been voting.
Right. Apparently, I've got a very long lead to fucking deal with here. Right, hello. what are we doing? Yeah, I've already done you, haven't I? Right, okay, Rick. I'm going to talk to a friendly face. Hello, Rick. Evening, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you so much for asking.
Excellent. Right, that's a brilliant start. Rick, did you vote?
I was going to vote for Ken, but none of the free buses that he promised turned up, so I couldn't get down to the polling station.
Now, that's a fucking solid answer, actually, to be honest. You can't refute that one.
And Boris Johnson reminds me, his hair reminds me of the doormat. I always think I should clean my shoes when I see him.
Yeah, he does look fucking weird, doesn't he? But, you know, nonetheless, quite an intelligent chap, you know, from what I gather. Not that I'd vote for him or anything. But, yeah, ridiculous hair.
You've obviously never read The Spectator. He's an extremely stupid fucking cunt, I think, actually.
Right, OK. I've been overruled there entirely. He is a politician. Right, OK, Adam, you're bringing it on to yourself here. Adam, come here, come here. Right, have you... you're not allowed to take the fucking mic off me, though. Have you voted...
No.
Why the fuck not?
What point would there be?
In voting?
Yes.
That's not the point, right? No, come back. Right? Do you not give a fuck? You live in London, don't you?
Allegedly.
Right. So do you not give a fuck? Do you not give a fuck about London? What happened to governing us, anything?
No.
Why not?
Because there's far...
Short answer, please.
I can't do short answers.
We'll try.
It's all run by corporations. There's far too many people here. There's no parties actually reflecting any progressive tendencies whatsoever. It's time for a revolution, not a fucking election.
So, but, right, have you ever heard the whole thing of voting, right, having the choice to vote, which is one thing, but then on top of that, if you don't vote, if all the people who could vote for mediocre people don't vote, then the extreme people who believe in extreme things get all of their votes counted instead, and you end up with extremity.
But I'm one of them. I'm one of the extremists.
That's true.
Legalise weed, make McDonald's illegal, we'll vote for that.
Yeah, but the difficulty, I think... That's fair enough. No, I'm all up for that. I'm all up for that. Difficulty there might be only that... Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm just perhaps a little bit afraid of the old right coming in and wielding their weaponry. Wait a minute.
As far as that goes, there have been more fascist showings recently, and the only way to deal with it is to give them a fucking good hiding, basically.
Yeah, well said. Yeah, a good hiding by... But a good hiding by doing... Well, what, getting your stick out and beating them over the head. Anyway, right, this is turning slowly into disinteresting bollocks. I've got to try and prevent that from happening. Adam, shall I pass back to you, perhaps?
I think we're nearly ready to go. you've still got 24 minutes to vote if your opinion differs. Remember, they are just opinions and everyone's entitled to one. That's really the point of a democracy, isn't it? And, I think we're going to hear... the opinions of Rocket Machine any minute now. How are we looking, guys?
About a minute away.
Well, just recap what's going on. We're broadcasting from London, show looking into London's mayoral election. The polls are still open. If you're in London, you can get down and vote, if you're registered, of course.
Although just got to interrupt. George, did you vote?
No.
Why the fuck not?
Busy man.
A busy man. Right, okay, that's enough of these lame excuses. Sorry, Adam, to interrupt.
That's quite all right. The votes won't be in until tomorrow.
Old Bob.
Thank you, Dan. You can see we're taking this very seriously in the Ill Studio. Like we take everything. I'm sure you're all become accustomed to that. Yeah, we can't see what's going on in the chat. Yeah, get into the phone in by Well, if you know my number, you can call me. How's that? Strictly very biased political content. Should just say thank you to Dave, who's up to his ears in faders. He's engineering things in the back room. I can hear the sound of guitars going. Yeah, sorry to people in the home counties and other countries in the world who... Oh, yeah, you had your local elections, but we're not covering that.
it was complicated enough to deal with all of this, let alone any more problems.
Thank you.